Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ken Murray. I'm here to introduce you to my friend Irma, as she is known to many of you. She will, in her own inimitable way, render in this case meaning to tear apart, a few selections for your amusement. And now, as an autograph collector at a Hollywood premiere, here she is. This is Marie Wilson.
Look at the crowds. I've never seen so many people at a premiere before. Gee, the Chinese theater sure didn't look like this morning. This morning was just a lot of footprints with no people in them. Now there are people standing on people looking at people. But not just ordinary people. They're glamorous and they're beautiful and they're... I don't know. Oh, hi, officer. Could you help me get up a little closer in line to my old place? No, I won't run under the ropes this time. Promise. Oh, thanks. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Hey, you're pushing. How about that? Look at... Oh, hey, you pinched me. Oh, thank you, officer. That's much better. Oh, hi. You must be new here, huh? Do you collect autographs, too? My name's Sally Tyler. Can I look at your autographs? Oh, gee, they're swell. Hey, what'll you give me for one Gregory Peck? 6 Reginald Denny's, I should say not. Where? Oh, hi, Reginald. Hey, looks great. Okay, it's a deal. Hi, Ava. Hi, Marilyn. That's Marilyn Hockenlocker. We used to work at the same place. Huh? Where? He is? Hey, but that's my one and only. That's my dream man. Hi, George. Hey, George, look, it's me. George. George. Sure, I know him. Of course, we're very good friends. That is, we were very good friends. Oh, Mr. Jessel, how could you? I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. Gee, Mr. Jessel, I guess you just don't remember that other night of the big premiere. That was the first time I ever saw you. Was here at the Chinese theater, and you look so nice in your beautiful tuxedo. I remember I was 10 years old at the time, and you were 45, minutes late for the premiere. You didn't see me at first, because I was standing in Gary Cooper's footprints, and you were in such a hurry to get inside, you knocked me right into a big block of wet cement. I sure made a big impression. Huh? Oh, no, I didn't cry at all. Don't you remember, Mr. Jessel? 'Cause you stopped and you picked me up and you held me in your arms and you smiled at me. Yes, you did. You smiled right through me. And then you spoke to me. You said, "Hey, kid, why don't you look where you're going?" And then you picked me up and you just took me right into the theater. And boy, was I proud when the ticker taker said, "Good evening, Mrs. Jessel." And then you took me over and you seated me in the fourth row from the back. Gee, I can still remember the picture it was playing. It was so exciting. It was full of cops and robbers and dope addicts and killers and kidnappers and shooting and murder and blood. It was called Just Plain Folks. And do you remember after the show, you took me next door to the sweet shop and you bought me my first all-day sucker. But I surprised you. I finished it in 20 minutes. And then you put me in your car and you sent me home. And the next day was I excited. The mailman brought me a great big package, and my eyes nearly popped out when I saw the sweater you sent. course, it was three sizes too big for me, but it wasn't long before I grew into it. But that's all gone now. I'm tearing you out of my autograph book. Just like you tore my heart. I'm going to trade six of your autographs for one Pinky Lee. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why I love... What, officer? I gotta be moving, but I cannot. I'm waiting for somebody to come out of the theater and they've all gone? There's nobody in there, huh? Not even in the ladies' room? Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much, officer. Bye.